These are the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for January 25th. I'm Brent Barnett. Joining us again today is Bill Moore from Price Futures Group in Chicago. Bill, as we look at the board, quite a bit of green up there, a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday.
One thing I got to mention is the stock market, which has been on a roller coaster ride, and it's probably helping the green today. It's only down about 50. Yesterday, about 11:30 in the morning, it was down 1,000 points. And then ended up closing higher. So that was amazing. Today, around 9 o'clock, it was down 800 points, and now it's almost unchanged. So pretty wild. What's got the stock market under pressure is interest rate jitters. You know, they're looking, they're afraid that the Fed's going to be raising rates several times this year. Market's a little apprehensive about that. And as a result, it's sold off. The Fed's doing that, of course, to fight inflation, which is the worst we've had in 40 years. The other thing is the uncertainty about Russia-Ukraine. Just not sure how that's going to work out, but the market doesn't like uncertainty, and it was down on that. So big comebacks in the Dow the last 2 days, down 1,000 one day and all the way back, down 800 today and all the way back. So that's pretty good action and probably helping to give us some green in the grain market. The major fundamental today is Russia-Ukraine. They've got Russia's got 100,000 troops on the borders. The UN is mobilizing ships and planes to that area. The U.S. is going to have 800, or they're going to have quite a few troops ready. 8,500 troops, I think it is, on standby if we need to go in for some reason. So that deal is getting worse, not better. Conventional wisdom says that it's going to be real bullish to the wheat, which makes sense because Russia and Ukraine are the breadbasket of the world. They export more grains than anybody else, and they're the two main people involved in this dispute. But on the other hand, side of the coin, you got to look at what the wheat's done. Now, today it's up 20. So if you look at the chart of March wheat, you realize the market has already rallied 90 cents, mostly on this news. So how much of that is in the market? How much of premium is it already built in for an embargo and shifting the exports to the U.S.? So we'll find out, but it's kind of a dicey market that way. But for so while, for the while, it's the wheat's up, and it's really the upside leader in the Board of Trade pulling everything else up. There has been some rain in South America on and off, and that's had the beans under pressure. But the dominant fundamental right now is the Russian-Ukraine situation, and that's trumped everything. So the wheat up 22 has pulled the soy's up. They're up 5 and the corn unchanged right now. So that's, the major fundamental today. Also, the dollar is not doing much, pretty much unchanged. The crude oil has had a nice comeback up $1.80. So every night it kind of hangs in the balance, this Russian-Ukraine deal. We'll see how it works out. When all that clears up, we're going to be back to South America weather, and we still got hot and dry issues down, not only in Brazil and Argentina, but a lot of the countries down there. That's going to reduce the production, and that's been driving the market for several months now. As far as the livestock goes, the juggernaut, you got a rub your eye kind of market is the hogs. It's up $2 today. Markets, this is 7 days higher in a row. It's been up. You look at a chart of the hogs, what's not to like. It went from 84 to 97 in about 2 weeks' time. Early January is at 84 and just shot up like a rocket after having trouble getting out of its own way for the longest time. Sideways for, I'm going back to last Labor Day, just up and down in about a $5, $6 range. So what happened is the market got too cheap. They dialed in the bad news, which is mostly China not buying that much. And we had some reports along the way showing less pork, like the cold storage yesterday, lowest pork total for a month in about 11 years. As well, the COVID, the pandemic has resulted in a lot of absenteeism at work, which has meant less product on the market. That's been friendly as well. And the result is the market has just been a near vertical type action from 84 to 97. That was just a couple weeks ago. So the new upside leader of late, definitely the hogs. cattle market kind of languishing. It's up 80 right now. Feeder's not doing much. Cattle is still a little worried about the demand. COVID has, there's a lot of sanctions on these restaurants right now. Chicago, now you got to show proof of a vaccination or a negative test. That's hurting business. A lot of restaurants, people afraid to go where there's any group of people because of the tremendous contagious nature of this Omicron. And that's hurting the beef demand, and that's kept the cattle languishing in a sideways pattern. It's been that way really over the last 2 to 3 months.
Bill, always great insight. We always appreciate it. If our farmer listeners want some more information about your newsletter, can you kind of describe to them what it's all about, some of the information you put out?
Yeah, it's an online letter, complimentary letter. WMoorePriceGroup.com. Just send me an email. We'll put you on there. Just a brief summary of what the markets did the previous week. I don't believe in long-winded letters. Concise and to the point is what I like to do. And if anyone needs to do something in the markets, of course, tailor our trading to that individual's particular situation on the farm. And as far as the my number, you can reach me at 630-947-5176, or you can check the company website, www.pricegroup.com. Check out the bios on Jack Scoville and myself. We've both been here a long time, over 10 years with Price, and be glad to help you out.
Again, that was Bill Moore with Price Futures Group in Chicago. We'll take a look at the settlement prices up next.
Welcome to January. We finally made it to 2022. While we don't know what the year will bring, we always try to be prepared. The same is true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Always be aware of the forecasts. Winter weather can sometimes change in a hurry or in different regions. Be certain of what conditions you may face all along your route. Always allow yourself extra time and drive according to conditions. Just because you have four-wheel drive doesn't mean it's safe to drive 80 miles an hour. A loss of traction could occur in icy conditions, and four-wheel drive cannot save you. Be prepared. Always have a winter survival kit packed in your car. This includes blankets, a first aid kit, shovel, candle, sand, and kitty litter. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Be safe when you're driving this winter. If you're not comfortable, stay home or get a ride. Also remember to check road conditions across the state by calling 511 on your cell phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
At the Board of Trade, May corn up a penny at 6.18 and a half. July corn up 3 and a half at 6.14 and a quarter. May soybeans up 5 cents at 14.16. July soybeans up 6 and a quarter at 14.20 and a quarter. April live cattle up 2 cents at 140.10. April feeder cattle down 1.10 at 165.27. April lean hogs up 192 at 97.25. I'm Brent Barnett on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag Matters.